This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Americans say they want to see the cash flow, and they are backing $1.9 trillion in that COVID relief bill. This is citizens who don't vote on it. Their representatives do. We know the House said yes. Joe Biden, the Prez, is working on the Democrats in the Senate to make this a reality. Doubtful that Republicans will jump on board. But 70% of Americans, is that you, say that they want and need the economic relief. So while it is a giant number, it would be the biggest ever when we talk about relief bills, they're willing to play along and realize that debt is what you are letting trickle down to the millennials and others, Generation Z and so on and so forth, but this is the way we live in the United States. Is that true of you? 50.7 million people have been vaccinated, and that is vaccinated with the two-shot deal, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Now we got J&J. The trucks rolled out from Kentucky and Tennessee. 4 million vaccines being dispersed across the United States. What does it all mean when almost 20% of adults in the United States, believe it or not, have been vaccinated, especially when we look at the death total? Right now, the numbers are horrifying. They are. There's no denying it, and I'm going to tell you a personal thing that happened with me, but 514,000 people have died in the United States, 2.54 million in the world. While cases are going in the opposite direction in many areas, the concern is that people will be lax with social distancing or masking, and we could see another surge, believe it or not. And again, those numbers from John Hopkins. Kate Delaney, hope you had a wonderful weekend, whatever it is you did. Maybe you just were chillaxing and not paying attention to all of the circus that is constantly swirling around us. So let me start with the good news. If you're not an anti-vaxxer, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you don't care. You're just hoping for that herd immunity, I suppose, or just saying, I'm not willing to roll up my sleeve. And I've met plenty of people who are saying that, including two of my friends, while the rest of them are getting vaccinated. But this third vaccine now is out there by J&J. I mentioned the trucks rolled out. CEO was almost giddy with excitement, Alex Gorsky. He was all over the tube, starting with the morning programs, the Today Show. In an interview, he said, within 48 hours, Americans should start receiving shots in their arms. They are rolling out. And shares of the pharmaceutical company, of course, shot up 2.9% in pre-market trading after the FDA rubber-stamped this one shot. And what do we know about the third shot? What do we know about the new vaccine? How does it work? All that kind of stuff. We know it's being made available. I just told you that. But one shot is different from the two. The first two are given weeks apart. The first dose offers partial protection. The second is a booster. So that's that two-step deal. That's complicated the vaccine effort, frankly, where some people in the very beginning of this had a hard time getting the second vaccine. And the concern was, how long does it last? Oh, my gosh, I got the first one. And then, of course, the doses have to be kept in this deep freeze, ultra cold completely frozen. And that requirement is a huge challenge, especially when we saw what happened in the great state of Texas during the horrific power outage or other technology failures when healthcare workers in places all over the United States have had to scramble to administer shots or risk the vaccine going to waste. So J&J is less fussy. No waiting weeks for another appointment. No logistical headaches from keeping track of who needs the second dose and who's still waiting on their list. They don't have to deal with that. They don't use mRNA. You know what that is? It's an A vector vaccine. So it uses the more established approach, as it was explained to me, of employing a cold virus to deliver a gene that carries the blueprint for the protein found on the surface of the coronavirus. So stay with me. This is science geeky stuff. But the virus enters the cells, which then follow the genetic instructions to construct a replica of the coronavirus spike. The immune system uses these replicas to recognize and respond to the real thing. That's what it is. And similar to what J&J, as I understand, made the vaccine for Ebola, which was approved last year in Europe. So it doesn't give you COVID because it's not the virus, because there's that confusion. It's the one protein, as I explained it, from the virus that induces your body to make a good response against the whole virus. Well, I think the big thing is there's not the logistical nightmare. It's one and done, and it can be stored for months at a refrigerated temperature. That means more people could administer that the more doses become available. But because of that, there is this argument over, seriously, I'll wait for J&J. When you talk to people who say, yeah, I'll get a vaccine, I'm concerned, what are the side effects and all of that, I'm not kidding. There are people that are saying they'll wait for J&J. So if you tell me I have a number on the list, I'm going to wait. And I agree with Fauci on this. You get what's available if this is what you're going to do. If you're going to get the vaccine anyway, if whatever it is, do it. So the good thing is the vaccine completely prevented hospitalization and death, including in South Africa, because remember, there was that more transmissible variant, and it was 85, big fat number, effective, 85% effective at protecting against severe cases of illness, 72% effective at preventing moderate illness in the U.S. trials, a number that falls short of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which were about 95% effective after both doses. So, you know, all these head-to-head comparisons, I think that it makes the people in the medical profession crazy because they want to see people get vaccinated and not get bogged down into this is the one I want, right? So, of course, it's being endorsed, no question about it. And already we have almost 20% of adults in this country who have been vaccinated. How about you? If you've gotten the vaccine and you had any kind of side effects or no, it was smooth sailing, let me know. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, or you can dive in. The water's warm. Jump on the phones, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Guess what happened in Orlando? CPAC, we're talking about on the flip side.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Conservative movement and the Republican Party back to a totally conclusive victory, and we've had tremendous victories. Don't ever forget it. With your help, we will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House, and I wonder who that will be. I wonder who that will be. Who will that be? I wonder.
All right, so there were a lot of conservatives that went to Orlando not to visit the Mouse House, but to see Donald Trump and be a part of the conservative political action crew. It's the conference that is the conference you have to go to when you are part of strictly following not the I'm a little left of center, I'm a little right of center, I'm right in the thick of it. And it's a big place for politicians to make a name for themselves. Donald Trump has spoken there many times before he was even president. But the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando was jammed. A lot of people waited for Sunday night for Donald Trump's speech. And the former president got an enthusiastic reaction from the crowd. It's not a surprise. And he said that he didn't like to play games about who could beat him for the 2024 GOP nomination, but he can't imagine, when he was asked afterwards, that somebody else would win should he decide to run. He was on Newsmax TV. Mark Halperin interviewed him backstage, and he said, "I'm not sure anybody should be able to win other than us." He said, "I've done a good job for this party. We have the great economy in this history that we have now, and we rebuilt it a second time. And threw in a couple of other things. Just, we've done a great job. I think based on job performance, I'm not sure that anybody else should be able to win other than us." He did say this, this caveat. He said he hasn't decided to run in 2024, but I love our country. I'm going to do what's right for our country. And then he pointed out the straw poll, which is true, that was taken at the convention. 55% of the people attending questioned, you know, when they were questioned about it, they think he should be the nominee in 4 years. And he said he's never seen poll numbers like that. And he's right. There was nobody that was close to him. He had the best poll numbers. So the Republicans are a house that is going in different directions. That's exactly what it is. And it depends on the day of the week, and it depends on who you're talking to. But here's what Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana had to say about the Republican Party after watching what was going on in CPAC.
First, CPAC is not the entirety of the Republican Party. That's number one. Number two, political organizations and campaigns are about winning. Over the last 4 years, we lost the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. That has not happened in a single 4 years under a president since Herbert Hoover. Now, if we plan to win in 2022 and 2024, we have to listen to the voters. We had economic policies that were working. So if that's the case, and we can speak to those policies to those families, then we'll win. But if we idolize one person, we will lose.
Is he right or is he wrong? A lot of you chimed in when you decided to write to me over the weekend in the mailbag. So we will go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment. But it is a segmented party. That's what I would say. It's the Republicans. Is it about finding an identity? Is that important now? Is it about chilling out for a second and taking a breath and watching, you know, what happens and continuing to see what's going on in the country? What do you do if you're the head of the Republican National Committee? I would say that, first of all, we know that a lot of the Republican-led legislators in dozens of states are moving to change election laws in ways that might make it harder for some people to vote. And the Brennan Center, which is a nonprofit that tracks voting laws, says that 43 states, including key swing states, are considering 253 bills that would raise barriers to voting. For example, reducing early voting days, limiting access to voting by mail. So it depends on the state, but a lot of these lawmakers in 43 states have proposed expanding voter access. But then you have some of the Republicans who are squeezing it, and they're prioritizing new security requirements and shorter voting periods. So like in Georgia, where President Biden won by, what was it, 12,000 votes, nearly 12,000 votes. It wasn't quite 12,000 votes. They're considering multiple bills to restrict voting. The most significant, and this is worth me mentioning here on this national show, because it is about voting, it is about forecasting what comes next, because it affects you and I. It's we, the people, never forget that. And I don't think this crew does, no matter where you slant or no labels. It is about we, the people, and always, always remember that. This is from a woman who grew up in the Seat of Liberty, and it was really crammed down my throat. I can't tell you how many times I made those trips to the Constitution Center as I was older, but also to Independence Hall, etc., and then seeing the great document, the Declaration of Independence, which was then in D.C., but where it originally was signed. But I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I'm just giving you some background. So House Bill 531 is before a committee. This is Georgia, chaired by Republican Representative Barry Flynn. He says Democrat Stacey Abrams campaigned to expand voter access after losing a governor's race in 2018, and now Republicans want their changes too. We want our changes. So the bill, he says, is an attempt to restore the confidence of our public because there's been controversy regarding our election system. But there's audits, the recounts, all that stuff did confirm the accuracy of the vote count in Georgia. And lawsuits there and in other states by the Trump campaign and others failed to show otherwise. The thing is, in looking at this and then looking at CPAC, you look at what happens coming up in the midterms. You look at what happens with this new super PAC, I guess I'll call it. It is a super PAC that Donald Trump, who's the former president, who's wildly popular, remember, 73 million voters and a big war chest. So the answer to the Republican National Committee, it is the wait and see. We have the dream because we have the money machine. We have to have money. And that is the basis of our politics. You have to be able to raise money to get elected. You have to raise money to get the vote out, no matter what happens in these challenges, shrinking hours, more oversight, arguments over where we're headed with voting and what's fair and what's foul. It all comes down to the almighty dollar. It does, as to what comes in the door. So I think that the Republican National Committee chair and others are waiting, hanging back, and realizing the dream machine of raising cash is absolutely still Donald Trump. And will he run? Will Rona McDaniel, who's the chairwoman, as she watches this, she's not messing around with this, will he run in 2024 saying already, yeah, I'm not so sure, but is there anybody? And he's right now. Who could challenge him to get the nod for the Republicans? And remember, when you look at presidential races and you say, well, we just had an election. Where is the pause? There is no pause because it's more two and a half years you start pushing for the seat. And then, of course, you have the midterms even way before it. So it's fascinating to watch how the world turns around Donald Trump, the former president. He does have the voice right now that matters the most in the Republican Party. Mailbag coming up next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun easing their COVID restrictions as new cases and hospitalizations have been falling for several weeks, and a third vaccine begins to be distributed. But health experts say that now is not the time to take our foot off the gas. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Monday that continuing mitigation efforts could prevent a fourth surge of coronavirus infections.
We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction. Continue wearing your well-fitted mask and taking the other public health prevention actions that we know work. Ultimately, vaccination is what will bring us out of this pandemic. To get there, we need to vaccinate many more people.
This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration and enforcement. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? Dine about my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's like when we start the week off. I gotcha. So this is Joe, who is listening to us. You're all starting to really catch on to this. Tell me where you're listening to me. If you know the station, that would be cool, too. Joe listening to us on 9:20 a.m. in Palm Springs. Kate, I listen to you in the morning when I work out. Love the show. I know that that's like the typical cliche cheeseball-y thing that people say to people on the radio. I have to say I watched through YouTube, a ton of the CPAC speeches and some of the goings-on that they had in interviews, and Newsmax had some of them. I thought it was kind of the same old, like most conferences, except for that it's clear that Donald Trump is still the leader of the band because the crowd went crazy when he had his hit list of people that were lame in the Republican Party, including Liz Cheney, who he called a warmonger. And then he talked about Biden. He talked about the election a little bit. And, of course, he left the door open for 2024. He did not announce a new party. Were you surprised by that aspect of it? There was rumors, right? So there was rumors that were, I think, purposely floated. That's what you do. That there might be this Patriot Party, kind of like take a page from the Tea Party. So, hey, you're not our party. We're forming another party. But it's much better, I'm sure. I'm sure as much as there may be frustrations for some Republicans, especially those who may have political aspirations to run for president, that might not be completely thrilled with the former president and his popularity. The idea of another party splinters the party, right? And that's not always a good thing. Ask the Democrats about that. Ask them about the Green Party. Ask them about some of Jill Stein. Ask them about other people that could have potentially taken away votes from other candidates and kind of messed with the mixture of how you get elected right now anyway to be the leader of the free world in this country. So I guess I'm not surprised in one sense, except for that it was floated. But other things happened. So the things you mentioned, the doors open for 2024. It's kind of not testing the waters, but the popularity is still there, and it was in that crowd. And also announcing a PAC that, you know, hey, I don't deal with these things is kind of what Trump said. But, you know, go to DonaldJTrump.com, and we're looking at getting people elected around the country, good people, people who care about America, patriots, that kind of thing. And then that's when he kind of dovetailed into opening the door for 2024. But there's no question that PAC, which will be is the kind of grassroots thing, right? Which that's what you get at CPAC. So it's not the establishment, it's not the political people, it's not the big-time politicos, it's the everyday people at CPAC, and they're the ones that will put in a lot of that money, the smaller donors, but it will add up to a big, big chunk, because the other donors, if they have to be in the end, will be there. And it's interesting how minds change. Like Mitch McConnell slamming Trump 2 weeks ago, now all on board, said, yeah, if he's there in 2024, I'll back that. Nikki Haley, same thing. Nikki Haley came out strong after January 6th, and now Nikki Haley is all of a sudden on the Trump train too. So flip-flopping hard and, you know, praising his strong speech, because a lot of people had eyes on Nikki Haley as being somebody who could climb further up the political ladder. All right, let's go to this one from Bill. Bill is smart, too. He told us where he's listening to us. And Bill says, hey, Kate, I am listening to you in a brand new station that you talked about. It's not brand new for me, but it is for you. I think you've only been on a couple of weeks. And it's 6:60 a.m. I'm here in, actually in Sandusky, in that area. And I have been watching what's going on with COVID. Initially, I was not on board with the whole vaccine thing, thinking that, yeah, of course, the company pumps out what you want us to hear, and then the FDA says, okay. And then I realized after talking to my more scientific-minded friends, two who are actually scientists, that no, this is something that's been there, now it's activated, and this is the right thing to do. So I got vaccinated. And I got vaccinated because I have a mild condition. I put myself on a list, thought I was going to have to wait for a long time, and lo and behold, I didn't. I'm actually getting a second dose coming up here shortly, so I had no effects whatsoever. I didn't get the chills. I didn't have any of the things that some people have been talking about. So I feel like I can say, just get vaccinated. All right, you stole my thunder. You're right. Just get vaccinated. I'm about free choice. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's why nobody's being forced. Nobody's being forced to be vaccinated. There's a lot of people in the military that aren't getting vaccinated. They're being offered the vaccination. There's a lot of people that are worried about side effects. There's a lot of people that are concerned about some of the things that they've heard, proven or unproven or blurred. It's, you know, it's in your head and it sticks there and you don't want to do it. That's why it'll be interesting with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because now they did the whole thing with the South African variant. It's one shot, and in a lot of people's minds, one shot is better than having to go through the rigmarole of a second shot. But you don't get to play eeny, meeny, miny, moe in most cases when you're offered whatever it is that you're offered if you're on some list somewhere, which most people, that's how you're getting it. All right, let's take another one here. This one is from Chuck. And Chuck says, hey, Kate, I'm listening to you out in California. I've heard you give some shout-outs to Cali people. I think that you used to live here, and maybe not in Riverside. That's where I'm listening to you. But I think you did live in California. Anyway, it's interesting in looking at the Republican Party. I've been a Republican my whole life. I've been elated, disappointed, sickened by policies, tired of people not standing up. And then there's others that I've liked along the way, and some of the policies that were pushed through by Republicans I thought have been excellent in some cases. So like the Democrats, I'm sure, is there ever 100% on anything? But it just seems to me the one thing that's so intolerable is, why can't we all just get along? I know I'm pulling a line out from the past, and you'll recognize this as a former Californian, but why can't somebody be a Democrat and somebody else be a conservative or Republican or whatever they say they are on the so-called other side of the aisle? And why can't people be friendly? I've seen more vitriol in my neighborhood even than I've ever seen the entire time that I've lived in Riverside. Political signs were stolen during the last election cycle, and I know this may be old news for lots of people, but I just don't understand why we can't have discussions over what is right for America. That's what I'm for. What is right for America? Well, you might have answered your own question, because what you think is right for America, someone else doesn't. And then so on and so forth. And this is why it's so important to pay attention to local politics and then go from there and pay attention to, of course, who represents you. Every vote does count. It's the truth. How many people skip voting and then realize other people skip voting, and then other people skip voting, and then they're not happy with what they see and who's elected to represent them in Washington because they couldn't be bothered to vote. All right, this one is from Beth, who says, Kate, I'm curious because polls make the world go round. You've talked about it, even if they slant in a certain direction or not. What is Biden polling at this point after being in office now for however long it is, 6-7 weeks? Well, yeah, remember January 20th, and now here we are in March already, March 1st. It's a good timing with that question. The Harvard Caps Harris poll was just released, and he's got 61% of voters at this point. And so if you break that down, you know, it breaks down in a couple of different ways. That approval, though, includes 31% of Republican voters. If you go further, 47% believe the country's headed in the wrong direction. 43% say the country is on the right track. That's about where we all stand, right? It's always a little this, a little of that. Mic drop, we got a good one for you.
The coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tamata wakatangi hangi kuwe uwo, tamataya tulipuka kapiti monga, ora nukukoka wena wakatana tahu, matakuwai tanga nurukawa mikitora.
Mitanto kemo sabe, mitun kachibare. Find him by the shady water, deep within the patchy
as we make our final turn here for this hour, I got a mic drop for you. But before we go to the mic drop, bummer, IHOP canceled their pancake day amid the coronavirus pandemic. But as the very astute Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro for this particular show, said, isn't it always pancake day at IHOP? And he's right. Touche. It is always pancake day. Here's the thing. You can still get a free short stack, and that's what they do. They give out pancakes so that you'll come in and order other things, I suppose. But I think you can do the drive-up pancake deal. So they're canceling the promotion because of the pandemic again, but the free pancakes, the way that it works, if you sign up for my Hop email club by March 31st, you get an IOU and you can redeem the free short stack anytime in April. But you see, exactly. That's like the mic drop. So here's a scoop on that. You have to sign up for stuff. Did you ever notice that? Does that get under anyone else's skin that you Everything you do, you have to sign up for it. Meaning, if you don't, you don't get the discount and everybody else in the store does. So any place you go, they want you to get the app. They want you to order something that way. And it's such a crazy, in a way, such a crazy hassle. It's like they have us over a barrel. Because if you don't do it, it's like I go to Tom Thumb grocery store and the people in the store are nice and they get fresh produce. It's not the people in the store. It's that when I go in the stores, you have to be part of the rewards thing. Because if you're not, your groceries will cost $1 billion more. In fact, they know it. So if you don't have the grocery club card and you haven't signed up for it, then the cashier, who would be aghast, will say, oh, well, we can just sign you up right here. And if you don't sign up, you'll regret swiping your card because you'll pay again so much more. You know, it doesn't make any sense. All right. So in the spirit of signing up and getting all those apps, if you have an iPhone, you understand you have a button on your iPhone where you can go to the App Store and download all these miraculous apps for all these discounts, or pay for an app for something amazing that you're subscribing to. But what's frustrating is if you have problems with your Apple products, and they try hard and some of their technology is good and you can find things out online, but there's something about going into their genius bar. They were so smart. I think the ghost of Steve Jobs just roams the planet, just nodding his head and saying, yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was my idea. So 270 U.S. stores have reopened of Apple's, meaning you can do the genius bar thing, meaning you can go in to the store. They have the safety protocols, but you can go into the stores to look at the geeky stuff that they have, the new stuff. And when you have your iPhone that is stuck, or the iOS doesn't work, or you can't figure out some weird password thing or whatever it might be, you can actually go into the doors of Apple now, because so many had been closed. And it was more about, you know, you could get stuff online, it would be delivered to you, etc. Especially, I'm sure, during the holiday season, it was nutty. But now you can actually go inside. And there have been a few that were looking at, you know, shopping sessions in Manhattan and Maine and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But to say that 270 are open, that's pretty big. Again, the ghost of Steve Jobs is among us. I know it. I just know he is somewhere. So North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, yeah, it's been frustrating for people that you get the technology, and the technology is so smart, it outsmarts you. And here's what I say about technology, because people have so much frustrations over this. I talked about this the other day, that you have an older population of trying to sign up for vaccines, and they're not computer savvy, and they don't want to wait there forever, and a lot of people can't. Now, many can, but because of that a lot of other organizations are springing up that are helping some of the people who don't have access and can't sign up correctly. So, and here's the thing, the Apple products, when used correctly, and like I say about technology, this is what I say, is you don't plant that seed in your head, I hate technology, I don't know technology. You just say, I don't know it yet. And you just take a pause, take a deep breath, it'll be okay, and you can figure it out. I've seen this so many times with lots of the fabulous people that we've had on doing Zoom calls, etc., where they're like 90-something. And why? Because a nephew, a grandson, a granddaughter showed them how to use it. They paid attention. They learned how to do it, and it was not a big deal. But it's easier to have someone, I think, show you something in person than even though you can do other ways around it. I think it's easier to have that done, you know, go do that. That's why the genius thing being open is really a big deal. All right, a couple of other quick hits, as I like to call them, meaning things that are kind of on the radar. Would you be surprised to know that Read Across America, which was so big with Dr. Seuss, you know, it was always about Dr. Seuss on National Reading Month. There's lots of celebrations. This is the month for that. And it's big because I love having authors on, and we have authors on all the time. But it's a little bit different this year because the National Education Association, which they've planned these virtual events, and they're doing them, of course, in March, but also other times in the year. The one book that isn't as big as it used to be is Dr. Seuss. And since the annual reading day has been held on or near March 2nd, which is Dr. Seuss' birthday, it's always a big deal. And it actually would be his 117th birthday, rather. And that kind of gets celebrated. It just sort of was that way. But in 2018, just like football players, the contract was up between the Seuss peeps and NEA because they had partnered for so long. And they said one of the reasons that we partnered with Seuss 20 years ago was in 1997 was to kickstart the program. That strategy was great. So kids would see Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat and it would spark attention. And it worked, but now Dr. Seuss has become more controversial, and there's been a shift in children's literature. So they say that the body of Dr. Seuss's work has racist undertones. There was a 2019 study from the Conscious Kids Library and the University of California, San Diego researchers studied 50 children's books and over 2,200 characters created over decades by the children's author. And they found that there were 45 characters of color representing 2% of the total number of human characters. And so take it from there. That was that. And they decided the NEA that they had to, you know, they had to move in a different direction because it's a different world. And there have been some false reports that schools are banning Dr. Seuss's books, and so far I haven't really been able to track that down. I think Cat in the Hat is still somewhere in the stacks in the library. Music means I gotta exit stage left. Make it count, everybody.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.